welcome to the Wallet Show Aftercast and stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. Excuse me?
No, leave that in.
I just had a burp. I'm sorry. It's the Aftercast. See, that's the thing, man. Like, I'm like, I would have edited that out just to be a good guy. But Betty's like, no, we want it all.
Everyone burps.
And all. Yeah. It's just not professional.
Now, if you tooted, gotta cut those out.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So everybody's back from the weekend. And sometimes on Mondays, we'll recap, what we said on Friday. Did everybody accomplish what they were going to accomplish?
Yes, I went and met up with my friends.
You also said you were going to sleep for 14 hours.
I slept
like
straight. I didn't do as well as I thought I would. I think I clocked in at like 9.5, 10.
Golly. I think I should win like husband of the year for last night.
Oh, for like sleeping. You said you slept on the couch?
Yeah, I slept on the couch last night. My wife was snoring so loudly. I mean, it was. I can't even describe how bad it was. Like, it was so bad. But the reason is because she didn't sleep the night before. So, like, she had been up most of the night before, couldn't sleep. And she was exhausted kind of all day. So, she's snoring. And normally, you kind of nudge them and they roll over and stop snoring. But then she has trouble going back to sleep. So, I look at my clock to see what time it is. It's 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, no.
So, we've just been in bed for just a little bit. And she's already out, you know. And so, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let her sleep. And so, I got up and went and slept on the couch, and boy, she was still going when I woke up. Like, it's like it was a lot.
Could you is your couch more comfortable than, like, do you guys have a guest bedroom, an old, your, you know, Haley's old bedroom? Is there not another bed you could have done?
Actually, we do. Yeah, I actually could have done that. I guess I'm used to the couch. The couch, like, I like the couch, and I didn't want to mess up the sheets or have to make a bed. I'm super lazy. So the next day I didn't want to undo that, so the couch was easy. So my wife makes quilts, so there's quilts everywhere in the house. And so I just laid down and slept on the couch.
Hey, whatever. Yeah. Whatever works.
And then when I got up, she stirred for a minute, and then she was still out. Like, when I left, I normally tell her goodbye.
Uh-huh.
And then she was like, you didn't tell me goodbye. I'm like, because you were asleep. Like, so I let you sleep.
Yeah.
And so she was out.
I did something similar like Friday into Saturday, where Haley didn't. She slept like 2 or 3 hours from Thursday into Friday. I'm like, okay, well, so we'll go to bed. And we had plans at 11 o'clock on Saturday. And Haley slept till about 10:50 that day. So I was texting our friends. I'm like, can we push back the thing? Because I'm not risking going in to wake her up. She needs this rest. Like, are you guys good? And they were. So I get just letting them rest when they need it.
I didn't get to do my coffee Dunkin' run, ritual. Yeah, I was sad. I got up early and then was working in the morning before church, because I kind of do that sometimes. And then I was like, at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, man, I didn't do that. But, boy, I knocked out stuff this weekend. I mean, like, literally.
And I know that's, for you, a good weekend.
We got home. We finished our compassion event, which, by the way, like, was huge. We ended up at over 1,200 kids being sponsored. It was amazing. Like, so thankful for that. And so it made going into the weekend nice. But I got home, and my garage door finally gave up the ghost. The opener, it had been fritzing, and it finally, I'd fixed it once, and it lasted another couple of years. Then finally, I'm like, I'm done with this. Because it would, like, let the door go, like, halfway down and then just stop. And so I had tried everything. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get another garage door opener. So that was in addition to, I was already starting a project of replacing the cartridge on the shower, because if your shower leaks, it can sometimes be the head, but usually it's the cartridge that's back in the faucet. You have to, like, dismantle the whole thing, turn off your water to the house, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was going through all that. I was really happy. I'm like, oh, I'm knocking this out. This feels good. Then my garage door opener goes on the fritz as I was going to get another part for the thing. So in that space of that afternoon of coming home, I replaced an entire garage door opener and fixed my shower all before dinner time. I was like, man, that's a good day. How am I going to top this? Oh, I don't know. How about we're going to drive to Paducah on Saturday, get roof tiles because they just came in unexpectedly, and then finish my thing over my grill, which I came home. I got home at 5 o'clock, and by 7, I had roofed the entire thing and was done. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand about, and I know we've talked about this before, right, is that you want to stay busy.
Yeah.
But you always hurry through every
yeah.
situation.
But he does
it's
find
like
something.
I want to be busy, but I don't want to be busy with the same thing
yeah.
too long.
But then Sunday I had to take the grill out and I replaced a piece of the grill too, so I did that. Like, it was such a banner day.
But now what
and
are you going to do next weekend?
I don't know. I'm not sure. And then I had wanted to go out and do something fun this weekend though, that I didn't have time. So that was the one bad thing. Like, I did all these things that are fun for me, but I wanted to do something else really fun, and then I didn't have time.
Well, next weekend you're going out of town to Utah, so you're going to go do like purely fun stuff.
Yeah,
that shouldn't
it.
Be projects for you to waste
no,
your time on.
Not we're going to see our friends Greg and Molly, and they've planned so many things.
Yeah, how long has it been?
February. That's from February.
It's been so long.
Yeah, but like, so yeah, we're going to do like side by side those razors out in the desert like thing there, and so that'll be cool. We're going mountain biking. He wanted to go downhill mountain biking. I haven't been mountain biking lately, and I'm like, you know what? Let's just do the other regular mountain biking trails and not the down the hill, because I'm thinking I will die. Because I almost got hurt last time and I was on my own bike and I was
riding
a lot.
Weren't you
going
to go with Josh Wilson at one point?
Yeah, he just has been very difficult to get a hold of.
Lady people.
Yeah, he's got a schedule, I guess. unlike me. Unlike me, I have no schedule.
Aww.
So, yeah. Also, I'll hit him up and stuff. But then we're going to this underground, like, springs thing in Utah, which I had no
idea.
That
sounds cool.
Which is kind of fun. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So, anyway. Let's go with yours, Lady Rock.
Oh, we're going with mine?
Yeah, I just feel like going with yours.
Okay. Well, let me pull it up, because I was not.
Did not see that coming,
no.
Did you?
Threw it all out of order.
Yeah, and I'm not going to cut this out either. I'm not going to cut out your...
Okay, so let me just start.
Okay, why don't you just start?
Burp.
You know, let's do mine. No.
Oh, my word. So dating can be a tough part of life, and we need all the help we can get to navigate it. So that's why one TikTok dating coach put out a few videos giving her advice, and it's getting some notice. This first part is about how to get over someone who's broken up with you. Now, I know that you've had experience, Wally.
Oh, I've had a couple bad ones.
Yeah, and so I want to see if you agree with what this coach, her advice is.
Okay.
Make them a real person. You have idealized them, put them on a pedestal, and now have told your nervous system that you are only safe if you have them in your life. And so now that they're pulling away, your nervous system is going crazy and you are making them into the perfect person. Start to ask yourself, how do I feel when I'm with them? And be very honest with yourself. Do you feel seen, heard, and understood? Do they listen to you? Do they remember things that you said?
Nonsense.
Do they have conversations of depth? If your answer is no, then there you go. Make them real. And if your answer is yes, and even if you still really like them, remember, if they don't want to be with you, then they are not your person. You cannot convince or try to change anybody's mind about that. So the quicker you accept it and get back out there, the quicker you can actually meet somebody that is picking up what you're putting down.
She gets paid to say that?
Yeah, like it's so funny, because the first part I was on with the first couple words, make them, and I'm like, pay. Make them pay. Was my first instinct. And then she's like, make them different and like...
make them a normal person.
Yeah,
and
you idealize
them. But I think there's a lot of truth to that. Like, I mean, I know from the girl side of things,
sure.
Like, you believe that if they don't accept you, if they don't like you, then your life is over with.
Right.
But you have put them on this pedestal that they don't belong on, because the truth is even if they wanted to marry you, you're going to find out sooner rather than later that they're not perfect.
So that landed with you. Okay. It's a little bit different from the guy's standpoint. Like, I was more hurt by it, but it wasn't like because I idolized them and I wanted to be with them and they were this amazing person. Like, mm-hmm. When I got broken up, I was like, well, that girl stinks.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it hurt, you know, but like, it was
you
like,
didn't care for him anymore.
No,
like, you weren't
no.
like
little like
you
no.
didn't blame yourself
well,
for the breakup. You didn't ask what did I do wrong.
No, because I know it wasn't my fault. No,
really?
The harder ones are the ones like where you really like somebody and you can never get them on that same page.
Yeah.
No. Like those that's a bad
that
one.
Hurts.
Like, when you pine after some girl for a while. Oh my gosh. There was this one girl in high school. I dug this girl. And like, I was so nice to her, and I would even bring her flowers and stuff like.
Aww.
And I
in
was
high school.
I
too.
Was locked
nice.
In the friend zone. Locked in the friend zone.
Did people
zone
make
hard.
Fun of you for that?
You know what? I didn't care. I was still trying. I was swinging. She
so
was
she
a year
knew.
Older than me too.
Oh, so and she so, knew you liked her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It was kind of obvious, but like, and but she was so kind to me. You know,
aww.
Like yeah. And then
sometimes
when,
they can be like really like mean about
and,
it.
Yeah,
and
no, she was really nice.
Like snakes.
She was great. But then. you know, dadgummit, if she didn't end up dating a guy that did what I did for a living and drove the same car as me. And you're like, ouch, that
so
just
close.
Hurt. Yeah, so close, exactly. That's where I learned, oh, it is me.
Bummer.
Yeah, that was a brutal one.
That's rough.
Yeah.
So if you're, so now let's say that the person you're talking to didn't even have the decency to break up with you, but instead decided to ghost you.
That's
well,
nice. That's mean. Did you say that's nice?
Yeah, that's just, it's just, it's so easy now.
It's easy, but it's wrong.
You just ghost them. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Well, these days. If you've been ghosted, here's the dating coach's advice.
By chasing somebody that is showing you that they don't want to be with you, you are self-abandoning your wants, needs, and desires to get somebody else to validate you. And instead of trying to get somebody else to give you the love that you are so desperately craving for, start to give that to yourself. That way you can learn to trust yourself, rebuild your self-worth, save yourself from whatever you are trying to get somebody else to save you from.
She's so serious.
That's a lot. That was heavy.
It's a these days, it's like a lot of advice, and I feel like a lot of what we're trying to focus on is very self oriented, where like you're trying to, you know, make yourself the center of your world, where like she's saying, like, you want to try and get yourself from that, putting them at the center and getting them over here. But it's hard because that's what love is putting someone at the center of your
it
world.
Is that's what it that's what love but is
ghosted.
But if you've been ghosted, obviously they're not in it to win it.
True.
So you don't need to lower yourself or your standards to get someone that's not really crazy about you.
Now, I do agree with that, but it feels like we're reading way too much into it. Like, let me show you.
By chasing somebody that is showing you that they don't want to be with you, you are self-abandoning your wants, needs, and desires to get somebody else to validate you.
Yeah, like, you know, you're chasing somebody to get your wants, needs, and desires and validation. Whatever, just dating somebody.
Like, yeah, it's just like, I like you.
I remember back in the day, I was like, yeah, I like you. Do you like me? We go out. I like you. Oh, you don't like me. You want to date my friend. That hurts. Okay, I'll date somebody else. True story.
Not friends anymore.
You know, like, I've had those things too. Because like my friend, my friend was better looking than me in high school. And he probably still is. I know he is. There's no way he did not age gracefully. But we've made it all this psychobabble, which is crazy to me.
I don't think psychobabble is the right term.
Was the clinical term.
Oh, okay. I think men and women go about dating differently.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, for men, it might not be as detrimental as it is for women.
Maybe.
With women, there are some out there that feel like they want to be a mom. And they want, I mean, and you're told all your life, or boys are not, but girls are told, you know, the princesses, they get the prince and they kiss the frog and they have the babies and all that stuff. And also, too, women have a ticking clock, whereas men don't really. Mm-hmm. And so I think women feel more pressure. And so when you put so much time into a guy and then he ghosts you or he dumps you, it does feel more detrimental than it does to a guy. A guy, I feel like you can move on quicker.
I think we do. And I mean, you see it too, like when a spouse passes away too, a lot of times you see guys, they say that guys move on if they were in a happy relationship, that they tend to find love quicker after that one passes away. But like my daughter, she had pined after this guy in college. And when it didn't go her way, like, she was devastated. You know, and I was like, all right, well, he didn't like you. Okay, that's his loss. You're a great person, and you move on to the next, you know. But she lamented about the time she had wasted on him. I'm like, well, you can't get that back. You know, it's like, don't make that mistake again, you know.
I know, but then there's no help when you have, like, those songs by Taylor Swift, and now we have all the Swifties that are probably, like, looking for that one and only love.
Well,
you
that's
know?
The
and
thing.
Then the Disney thing, too. Like, there's so many movies out there, the classics. Definitely. Well, it's all about the prince and the princess.
If you think about it too, like the whole Jerry Maguire, you complete me, you know? And so if you're looking for someone to complete you, then you got issues, you know? Like it's like you look for that person that you just want to be around, that person that you want to share all your news with, your good and your bad. And like, that's the thing. It's not like you need this other half to you to make you whole.
And too, I don't know if there's a lot of young folks out there who have a good example of what a healthy relationship is supposed to look like.
I mean, that is true. I've taken that for granted because my parents had a really healthy relationship, and my wife and I have a healthy relationship. So my daughter has seen it on all sides, mm-hmm. and if her grandparents on both sides has seen it, and then ours. And so she has the standards by which, you know, she is dating, like this guy she's dating, Spencer. They seem to be in that same range of just, they're good friends. You know, they like each other, hanging out, and they can just be together and not, you know, like it's just friends. Like, I'm like, that's, I cannot stress to people how important that is, you know, that you like the person. Love's one thing, but like when you genuinely like them, because that's what carries you through all the other days.
when you don't.
Yeah, for the days that you don't, you know.
Well, so if you're having to get back out there and start seeing other people, what do you wear? Well, I'm not sure, but I do. I did find this thing that points out the colors you should not wear and why. So if you're about to go on a date, don't
wear red.
Red did not make the list.
Okay.
Brown did.
Oh, yeah.
Brown,
yeah.
Gray, bright colors, yellow, and too much black. Now, I'm going to let you guess as to why. Okay, too much black. Yeah, you're right. It'll make you look too goth.
Too depressing.
Or morbid.
Yeah.
Okay, why do you think you shouldn't wear brown?
It's just kind of boring and dowdy. It's like it's winter clothes, you know?
Okay, well, it does come across as unadventurous, and it can make you appear too casual or relaxed.
What's it say about khaki? Is khaki in there?
No, it didn't.
You should never wear khaki.
What about gray? Why do you think you shouldn't
wear
gray?
I think that seems like dull. That doesn't have like an adventurous personality or
like
spirit
brown.
To it. Yeah. It's just kind of dull.
I would agree with that, but they said it makes you appear unapproachable.
Oh, really?
Gray makes you want to just like stay
in the
background.
No graphics.
It's funny, Marty's favorite color is gray. I'm not making that up.
She doesn't want people to approach her.
Yeah.
Bright colors. Why should you not wear bright colors?
Because you're trying too hard. And you're really not happy.
That's too much. You don't want to be too much.
Okay, that's right.
It
comes across too flashy or like you're trying too hard.
Ah!
And it can also be very distracting. And then finally, why should you not wear yellow?
Yellow doesn't work for many
it's hard.
People.
Yeah, your skin tone washes you.
I made the wrong call one time when like Haley was looking at something. Like it was like a yellow piece of clothing, and I was like, I don't know. I think in my brain, I'm like, I think yellow is like a model color. I feel like models wear yellow.
Bad idea.
And then,
so you should get more yellows.
So that's when
you needed to follow.
That's when that argument started.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
That was so bad.
Well, they say you shouldn't wear yellow because yellow is the color of friendship and caution.
So it's like a friend zone color.
Yeah, so you don't want to put that out on the first date.
We used to do that at high school. They gave out different color roses, and I wanted
carnations.
Yeah, and like I thought white was red. Was I love you? I think we just did red and white
was
friend.
It was red, pink, white, and they all meant something.
Pink was I like you, and white was, I think, friends. Like, yeah, and then...
Got a lot of white.
Gave out
a lot of red, but got a lot of white.
It's almost like you were there. I had bouquets of white flowers.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I could see you being the type that would send yourself, like pay for and send yourself red flowers.
Oh, yeah. And then say they were from a girl at a different school.
A secret admirer.
Yeah, it's like, oh, no, this is this girl at another school. She's way hotter than any of the girls here.
From my mom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's funny. All right. So here's my story. With the popularity of these weight loss drugs that people are talking about now, and it's basically for diabetes, but different companies like Weight Watchers endorsed now a thing of using Weight Watchers drugs and prescribing them to people that are on Weight Watchers. They'll have like telehealth doctors and stuff. Are you guys familiar with Noom?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the one that it's supposed to make you rethink how you think about food.
Correctly. Yeah, correct. So it was a weight loss plan, but it was also changing your relationship to food and how you mentally process it. Well, they just announced that they're jumping onto the whole Ozempic thing too, and they're going to have a division of their weight loss program where you can talk to a telehealth specialist and get the weight loss drug. And you're like, that just undermines everything you've been saying for all these years.
That's
everybody wants the quick fix. Everybody does. But Gavin is the only one doing it. Gavin is the only one living it today.
That's right.
I wish that
was
true.
We had Chick-fil-A for breakfast today.
Yeah.
And he even went and picked it up.
Yeah.
But he didn't get anything.
He didn't get anything.
I'm not asking for praise, but thank you.
But yeah, that's not easy to do. It's easy to go, well, you know what? I'll just get a chicken minis, and that's fine. But he didn't. He did eat part of Betty's.
But that was okay because it. I did the I didn't diet.
I just did the other part of her I didn't diet.
You guys are both on the I didn't diet, and you're killing it.
We should do this more often so we get what we want and then half
split it.
And then split it.
Yeah, you guys both look amazing.
I'm down.
So what you do is
you have very similar body structures.
That's an insult to her and kindness to me.
So I ate all of my breakfast sandwich except like maybe two bites.
Yeah.
And then Gavin
took one bite
that.
To me.
And I had a sweet tea, a large sweet tea, but I didn't drink it all.
Was it in the fridge?
Yep. I only drink
for
half.
Tomorrow.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't diet. Go to Chewy's, get that steak burrito thing. It's so good. Eat half of it while you're there. Take the other half home. And in essence, you just had one meal for the day.
It is interesting because I did that at Cracker Barrel yesterday where like there's a leftover bin in my fridge because I was looking at it, I'm full. I don't need to finish this because usually I would finish it, but I didn't because I didn't diet.
I know people that, and this is the other pro tip inside of the I didn't diet, is when you get your meal, like before you before you even get halfway through it, have them bring you a box. So
you can't see it.
Cut it in half. Go ahead and cut it in half and be eating it. Have them bring the box. Put the other half in the box and set it on the other side of the table. Give it to someone who will stab you with a fork if you try to touch it.
I just want one more.
Yeah, and then that way you'll actually take it home. And you will find, too, like, you didn't need all that because our portions are so big.
We are. As Americans, it's, you know, if you're eating a Whopper or a Big Mac, which, you know, no shame in doing that. But, like, those things are built to be, like, half of what you should consume in a day.
Yeah.
Half of what, like, you know, I should consume in a day. Like, if you're a lot smaller and skinnier, your calories are going to be a lot smaller than just mine.
I did the I didn't diet yesterday. We went to McDonald's after church, and I had the chicken sandwich, so a healthier option. Fried chicken, McChicken, yes, McCrunchy
with
chicken.
With bread?
And mayonnaise, McCrispy. But none of the other stuff.
Wow, but that was the healthy option.
The healthy option. Mm. And
McDonald's
then
doesn't have healthy options.
My wife and I shared fries. And she ate more than me. But the I didn't diet part was my friends that we were sitting with had a lot of fries, like way more than they hooked them up. Mm-hmm. And I had none of theirs. I wanted to keep eating theirs and like sneak fries off of their plate, but I did not. So I didn't
Good
diet.
Good for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough being a hero.
Dieting's easy when other people are bad at it.
Yeah. My wife and I told her today, I said, man, it's funny. I'll start tomorrow. But like I told her, I said, yeah, I feel like heavier. And I don't like it. And so I need to start like watching what I eat more. Yeah. But I need her to do it too. Because it's so hard if you have two people and one person is doing it and the other isn't. Mm. Unless you're doing it to make a point and you're really going to try to guilt them, then it's so difficult. Mm-hmm. But if you try to be a human and not make them feel guilty, it's hard.
What'd she say? Like, is she on board?
No, she's nowhere close to on board. She was like, no, you look great. And I'm like, oh, that's enabling. and then you can't say, you know, it might be good for us both to do something.
Here's what you need to do. You just need to gain so much weight that she has to say that you need to.
That's a great idea.
That's that's not the I didn't diet. No. That's the I overdid it diet.
You can't do that because it comes off so hard.
Yeah. It's a hard lifestyle. You're right. Putting it on is a lot harder than taking it off because taking it off takes the actual effort and putting it on is an insane lack of effort.
I think that's the problem I see with this Noom thing and with Weight Watchers and stuff.
Sure.
For years you've been espousing how diet and exercise. You know, like you've been saying, that's what does this. This is what you do. This is healthy. And now it's like, oh, here's a drug that helps you lose weight. Let's do that. It's
all because they can make money.
Yeah. Right.
It does lean into
everybody wants that.
And you know, if it's easy to make, it's going to be something that everyone's going to get into. And then you're going to look weird for exercising and for doing it the hard way.
Oh, for sure. Like, I mean, honestly, because it's for people that are, I want to say either it's more than 30 pounds, like 30% or whatever overweight. Like it's for people that are in a place where they have a lot of weight to lose because it's diabetics or not morbidly obese. Well, that counts that,
you're
but
in
it's
a
not
danger
quite that. Yeah,
zone for how heavy you are.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm like, and then I'm thinking, if they ever opened that up for losing 10 pounds, would you do it? You know, would you take the injection or the pill
just to lose it in 10 months? But I've heard that it makes you super nauseous.
Yeah, I think it's a side effect, yeah.
So
What I'm curious about is that they say you can, you know, you take a shot or it's, you know, take a pill, uh-huh. but then how do you, it helps you lose weight, but does it like help you lose weight? Like you take it while doing the exercise?
No, or what it works on your metabolism. It works like.
Could I keep eating the same stuff that I'm eating while taking, like if I had a diet of Big Macs right. every day, could I take that pill, still eat a diet of Big Macs, but I would still somehow lose that 10 pounds?
It works on how like your proteins and your sugars and stuff are absorbed into your body. So I think it would affect it. I think that if you, and I'm not an expert obviously, but I think if you just keep doing everything wrong, it's not going to help you as much. But if you curtail some of that, mm-hmm. then it you have better results.
Interesting.
You know? Yeah. So I don't know. I'm
but you're right. Yeah. Like if you know the occasional, I just feel like dropping 10 pounds for this wedding I have coming up.
I know.
In 2 months, I might as why you know take a pill to.
Is that
to
why
help
you're doing this?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just doing it for me and
what
my.
What you need to do is here's the cheaper route. Find yourself one of the most sketchiest food trucks. Okay. Go there and order whatever you want.
Right.
And eat it.
Yeah.
And odds are you're going to get something.
Food poisoning, yeah.
And then you're just going to puke it all up. You'll be fine.
Yeah, that sounds very
That's got
unhealthy.
A different title that yeah, some kids deal
unhealthy.
With, and it's not good.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's believable.
That's true. But it is cheaper than having to go and get a shot.
Yeah, but probably not the best idea.
Depends on
not
how,
great for your mental health.
Not good for anything of your health.
Not good for anything. So.
Don't do what Betty just recommended. Just do the I didn't diet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we tried it today and it worked great. I'm going to keep it up. I like
it. I think you should do it.
Because I get to eat what I want, but I don't have to eat at all.
I've never believed in like diets that cut out certain things.
Right.
I certainly believe that cutting out sugar and carbs like helps you, like duh. But like why cut out things that do make you happy? And I think that in some ways we as Americans have a problem with making food like our happy place.
Right.
But that's, I'd rather work on my body than work on my mentality towards food.
Absolutely.
I want to keep the love of food and just help myself handle that food better versus saying, I don't need the food.
Right. We celebrate with food and sometimes it's weird too. Like the dumbest things. Like, I got home from work early today. Hey, you want to go to lunch?
Exactly.
You know, and it's like, and you're going to go and make bad choices when you go, you know? And it's like, I think that's the mental part of it, that if you can get that under control, that's like super smart.
Yeah.
You know, but again, it's that balance between you still want to enjoy it and you still want to have those moments, kind of like paying off credit cards and getting out of debt. Like it's so great and you really hunker down and do it. But even in doing that, you have to give yourself little bits of fun too, or else it doesn't land, you know? And so this way, if you do that, you can be more balanced in the weight loss by giving yourself little bits of fun inside of it. Like kind of cheat days. I think cheat days are a good idea.
Yeah.
And they found that the cheat days actually do work, that even if you were really, because I found when I was doing it religiously, even when I had a cheat day, if I had good results, I didn't want to cheat as much. And so I would cheat less, you know? And they said that, like even on a cheat day, if you go nuts, if the other 80% of the time you're in the diet plan or whatever, you're fine. Like it doesn't hurt you. And so it helps keep your mentality where you're not missing things.
So what are you going to do if Marty's not on the bandwagon and you want to lose some weight?
I don't know.
How much do you want to lose?
I
mean,
if I get 10 off, I'm good. So it's not like a ton, but I have to make the right decisions too. Like not
work out at Planet Fitness with me.
I do not want to do that.
You don't want to sweat together.
No, I can't lift it. My stupid shoulder, man. Like I couldn't even do a push-up right now if I had.
You got to go to your physical therapy.
I have been.
Oh, do you have an appointment this week?
No, she's gone. She's I learned more about her. Like I she's in Montana for a friend's wedding.
Wow.
So that'll be fun.
Rude.
Yeah. And so no, I'm my shoulder's still not doing great, but I'm still functioning. Like I put a roof on a thing the other day, but like it hurts.
Are you a little bit nervous about kind of all the stuff that you guys are doing in Utah with your shoulder, or is that not going to be?
Yeah, As long as I don't have to lift like a ton of weight, like I can move my arm around and I can do things, but if I have to lift anything above like chest high, it just gives way. So yeah, so I'll have to have Greg lift the bike out of the truck for me, which will look really bad.
Thanks, Greg.
And he's gonna have to carry you.
Yeah. Can you put me on the bike, please? Thank you. Okay. All right. Well, you got some birthdays?
Yes.
Thank you.
Alaya, I'm gonna say a bunch of these probably wrong. Okay. Alaya, Josiah, Kinsaya? Sure. Mom and Dad want to wish Saraya.
I would go with that. Yeah.
Our sister and daughter a happy birthday.
Oh me, oh Maya.
So they must just really like the Aya names. Saraya is an amazing part of our family. Even though she spends most time in her room, she brightens our lives with her cheeky humor and beyond real art skills.
If you have to use an even though statement, that's not always good.
Well, she's turning 15. That makes sense. Oh,
teenager life. Yeah.
I miss that's it. A tough one. We got a question from John and Elizabeth, and they want us to share
Is that the Clausens?
I don't know.
Oh.
They want us to share the most memorable camping adventure we've ever experienced.
Oh, gosh. I can go.
Okay, go.
So whenever I was in college, the like men's group that I was a part of, they had like a men's camping retreat. And so we did that. And again, this is like, I have like two stories. Like I did that and I camped as a kid. So I've never really done the whole camping thing. I hate it. But the cool thing was is that we grilled out before we all, you know, hung out and, you know, told stories and did the sing around the campfire thing. And we made donut burgers, which was really cool, where you grill the donut on the little grate
and then you put
a burger in between it with the cheese.
Actually good.
Oh, yeah, that sounds terrible.
It's actually good. It's weird.
It is oddly good. So I recommend that to anybody who's healthy. So do that. And then I remember I didn't sleep that entire night because they put three of us in a tent and I had to sleep between two snoring dudes. And I snore too, but I, you know, I'm a wimpy sleeper. And I, my phone or my iPod, I might have still had an iPod back at the time, died partway through the night. So I didn't have like music to drown them out. So I just remember laying there like dying in between them. So, and I had like an acorn in my back. So I just, camping's not good.
In your what?
In my back?
Oh,
like
it was
an acorn
weird.
Rolled into
the way you said it. It sounded like you said I have an acorn in my backside. Is what it sounded like. I'm like, well, no wonder you didn't have fun. Rock, have you camped much?
Yeah, I did as a kid, but I would say my favorite to me was when my parents were in between getting moving, and so they had sold their house and they needed 3 months to stay somewhere until
you guys took to the woods.
Did you guys just
so what they did was my dad had one of those homes on wheels camper and they took it to a campground and they paid to stay there for 3 months.
Oh wow.
And they lived in that thing.
Oh wow.
And my mom was still working. My dad was not. He was retired by then. But my mom was still working and she had to dress up for work. Yeah. Like she had to look nice for work. But she had this whole system like out where she like had her wardrobe that she needed. And they had rented like a like a storage unit.
Yeah.
So she would go there, pick out what she wanted for the week. She would have it ironed and ready and lay it out in the trunk so that it wouldn't get wrinkled or whatever. Like she had a system.
This is insane.
And they had a little TV in there. They would eat out because they didn't really have a kitchen. Mm-hmm. But they could do popcorn if they wanted to, like anything microwavable.
Survivable.
But they had
food.
Their own little bathroom. They had to use the laundromat on the campus.
You're saying they? Gosh. Like, what? Where were you at this?
I didn't live with them. Like, I was had my own place at the time. But
oh, this
I
was
had
at,
so
oh,
much
okay.
fun visiting them yeah. when they lived there. It was so much fun because I'd go and visit all the time, and I'd be like, "This is so." Awesome.
Did they enjoy it? Like were they having, because you're like, oh, this is great, but like, I could see it getting
they
old.
They said they'd do it again. Really? Like, they were fine with it. And I told my dad, I said, you really lucked out finding a woman that's willing to do that. Yeah. Because I don't know many wives that would be like.
Would they like do the tiny home thing someday? Like where you just get
I think
a little
they could.
Piece of land and
yeah,
put
I think
a
they could. But they're good to go up? On their house that they have now. And so they better stay there.
Wow.
Fascinating.
I enjoyed one time camping, watching my friend get blown. blamed by his wife for his daughter getting stung in the face by a bee. You're in the woods, and she got stung in the lip, and her face blew up. We thought we were going to have to take her to the hospital.
Is she allergic?
Yeah. Ooh. And he got read the riot act for not watching her close up. He's like, we're in the woods. It was a bee. Like, what am I supposed to do? Shoot the bee off of her face? You know? And it was like,
hey, bee, please don't.
Yeah, they're no longer together. It might have started there. I don't know.
She's like an EpiPen or waited out?
They had a pen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad. I was like,
How old were you?
Oh, I was an adult.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So yeah. You and Marty?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And y'all were camping with this other couple.
Yeah.
Did you have Haley at the time? Or?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, Haley was with her, with the girl when she got stung. I grew up camping, and so I remember one time we were in a pop-up camper, and there was somebody that was, coming in late to the campground. They were setting up their campsite. We were already asleep or whatever, but it was the weirdest way the shadows were. It made it seem like someone was in our camper, and I had heard a noise. And I'm a kid, and I'm just petrified. I cannot move. I am just frozen with fear that someone is in our camper right now. I can't yell anything. I can't say anything. I'm just frozen with fear. And I did what every good kid would do. Till I fell asleep.
Let the fear just take you.
I let the fear knock me out.
I did that one time. I was at like a sleepover. I was probably like fifth grade. We watched this like terrifying like movie about a Yeti eating people. And where I slept in the living room had like a peek out into like the, the neighborhoods, through, and they didn't have blinds on it. It was just open, and it was winter and it was snowing. And I was like, looked out that whole window that whole night being like, that thing's going to come through that door.
Oh my word.
And I'm going to get eaten by the Yeti.
I remember one time going camping with my dad and my grandpa, and my grandpa took a rope and took it all around the camping.
Yeah.
Perimeter,
yeah.
Because he said that snakes can't.
Climb over a rope?
Can't climb over
a rope.
There's
no way that's true.
There's no way that's true. He was doing that just to make you guys feel better.
Scared me.
It'd be
to
better.
Death.
Yeah. Better story if he was pouring salt all around the camping. I gotta keep the demons up.
Says a snake can't climb over a rope, so it would keep the snakes away.
Yeah, that sounds that was just to make you feel better. It's like snakes climb trees.
Oh, that's right. They do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a story.
Not a big hurdle for a snake to get over a rope.
Good point.
Yeah.
He didn't know much.
Now,
I guess
if he had put books out there, but then you're from Arkansas, they didn't have any books.
We had the phone book.
Yeah, snakes can't get over a book. That learning stuff, we just pack them up here. We stack them. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for our aftercast. As always, thanks for being a potty.